From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil, reporting at least 48 people are reportedly dead, with dozens more wounded in Kabul, Afghanistan, while people were lined up for voters' identification cards ahead of elections.
According to officials, most of them were waiting in line to receive identity cards.
After I heard a bang, I rushed to the site of the blast, and when I arrived at the scene, we helped many wounded people to carry them to the hospital. All the victims were women and children who were here to get their identity cards.
It's the most serious attack in Kabul since about 100 people were killed in January. Security remains a major problem ahead of upcoming elections. A legislative vote is planned later this year, followed by a presidential poll in 2019. Afghanistan's President Ghani has been under heavy pressure from his international partners to ensure the elections are held this year, but there is widespread skepticism that they will take place.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. China said Sunday it welcomes the news that the U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is considering a trip to Beijing to talk about trade. China's Commerce Ministry, in a statement, said that the Chinese side has received information that the U.S. side hopes to come to Beijing to discuss economic and trade issues. China welcomes this. Mnuchin said Saturday he's contemplating a visit to China for discussions on issues that have global leaders concerned about a potentially damaging trade war that could undercut a global economic recovery. Several former U.S. presidents were among the hundreds of mourners to pay their respects Saturday to former First Lady Barbara Bush, who died last Tuesday at the age of 92. She was the wife of the 41st U.S. President George H.W. Bush and the mother of George W. Bush, the country's 43rd U.S. president. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. An international chemical weapons monitor group said a team of inspectors collected samples Saturday at the site of an alleged attack 2 weeks ago in the Syrian town of Douma. Meanwhile, Syrian government forces continue to use aircraft and artillery to pound districts of the capital held by the Islamic State group in a bid to enforce an evacuation deal reached with militants. UNRWA spokesman Chris Guinness says thousands of homes have been destroyed and a refugee camp has transformed into a death camp with unsafe homes. He says there are calls for restraint and he urges for evacuation of the wounded.
After days of intense clashes on the ground and artillery fire, thousands of homes have been destroyed. We can confirm that two Palestinian refugee civilians have been killed. Yarmouk was a refugee camp transformed into a death camp akin to one of the lower rungs of hell. Things were absolutely beyond inhumane for the people trapped there and for the civilians in Yarmouk today. We are extremely concerned because things are getting worse by the hour.
Days of protests in Nicaragua over a social security overhaul have resulted in the deaths of at least 10 people. That includes a journalist recovering and reporting. On Facebook, some rights groups estimate that the death toll since Wednesday is as high as 25.
Demonstrators have been protesting against planned social security reform since last week. Nicaraguan army troops have been deployed around the mayor's office in the capital, Managua, to protect those offices. The violent demonstrations were triggered by the new social security measures, which established an increase in contribution and a deduction of 5% from pensions. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.
The UN Refugee Agency is appealing to armed groups in southern Libya to allow humanitarian access to thousands of people displaced by fighting to provide urgently needed relief. Each year on April 22nd, many people stop to think about the health of the world environment. And like a New Year's Day for nature, many make Earth Day resolutions and they treat it and the world around them more responsibly. This year's Earth Day does focus on getting rid of single-use plastics, promoting alternative materials, recycling, and developing more responsible behaviors concerning the use of plastics. Malaysian police said Sunday that an investigation was underway into the gunning down of a Palestinian man a day earlier and gave assurances that security was being beefed up in the country following recent high-profile assassinations. Gaza's ruling Hamas militant group said that the person was an important member of the group and accuses Israel of being behind the killing. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.